Thank you, Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include how a city barbershop may close and 5 months of work starts on Earlham Road in Norwich. But first, there was drama on the side of the road near the city hospital.
A medical student has recalled how she got a dramatic test of her skills when she delivered a baby in the back seat of a car on the side of the road. Zoe Dedman, 22, was walking to a class at the University of East Anglia when she came across Kelly about to give birth. Miss Dedman rolled up her sleeves and jumped in the back of the car as the baby's head appeared. "It all happened so fast," she said. "As the next contraction came, the rest of the baby's body came out with the cord tangled round her body. It was such a relief when I heard her cry."
A sweet treat that has the real spirit of summer in the form of gin is now on sale after a collaboration between Norwich business Bullards and a Suffolk ice cream maker. The new strawberry and black pepper gin sorbet is now available for anyone looking for a refreshing taste of summer with a little alcoholic kick in the form of 3.7% alcohol by volume. The new sorbet is the result of the efforts of Paravani's Ice Cream, based in Beccles, teaming up with Bullards, based at a new distillery on Rose Lane in Norwich. Adam Salter, business development manager for Paravani's, which started in 1898 with Giuseppe Paravani, is a small ice cream seller in Norwich, and said, "We wanted to work with a firm that had the same ethos as us. Bullards was also founded in Norwich and we are 121 years old this year. The sorbet was launched at an event at the rooftop bar in Norwich and is now on sale direct from Paravani's. It's hoped to distribute the sorbet far and wide across the region, making sure it's available to cool people down as the weather heats up."
A partnership between two Norfolk colleges has got the thumbs up from inspectors before the larger of the two embarks on another merger. Ofsted has deemed the merger between City College Norwich and Paston College in North Walsham in December 2017 to be a success, with leaders making significant progress in areas such as maintaining and developing the curriculum, ensuring good teaching standards and creating a culture of high expectations. It comes after an announcement that City College will merge with Eastern College following a report which recommended the land-based institution split from its sister college in Otley in Suffolk. The Further Education Commissioner recommended that Eastern and Otley be split up following two critical Ofsted reports and has proposed that the mergers be completed by December the 31st. It will make City College Norwich with the largest college in Norfolk with up to 10,000 students, encompassing 16 to 18-year-olds, adult learners and those on higher education and apprenticeship courses. The Ofsted report into the City College and Paston College merger said each institution, which has been judged to be good by the education watchdog, had maintained its own identity.
The owners of one of Norwich's longest-standing barbershops is hoping to turn the premises into flats due to a steady decline in business. Enzo Casale announced that he would be retiring from the world of hairdressing after 50 years of running his own salon. Ahead of his retirement, the 76-year-old who owns Enzo the Barbers on St. Vedas Street is now seeking permission to turn the premises into two flats. Mr. Casale opened a second salon in the 1980s on Aylsham Road, which is now run by his son Ottavio. He said that while his salon will close when he retires, the name will continue through his son's shop.
Coding classes for children are encouraging young girls to enter into male-dominated technology industries. At the annual Scratch-Off competition at the University of East Anglia, a day of coding masterclasses for school children, young girls are being particularly nurtured. Dr. Pam Mayhew, the event organiser and senior lecturer at the UEA, said, "We need to capture as many females as possible. We are not providing the industry with a talent pool." Ed Perkins, who works at Neon Tribe and is a judge for the competition, agreed. "Girls need to see themselves in coding and see it as somewhere they might be accepted. The ability to code is becoming increasingly important as technology seeps into every career path." Steve Williams, a part-time Year 1 teacher at Drake Primary School, said, "It sees you through life and opens up a million opportunities."
Campaigners gathered to protest against cuts to free television licences. In a measure to save the BBC £500 million, free television licences will no longer be a universal benefit for pensioners from June 1, 2020. Instead, only those on the lowest incomes will be entitled to one, meaning that up to 3.7 million people will have to start paying. The cut has been met with fierce criticism, including an Age UK petition which has exceeded more than 500,000 signatures. And in a protest yesterday outside the Forum in Norwich, the anger continued. A group of pensioners, part of the Anglia Regional Pensioners Association, ARPA, lambasted the cut as a means to target vulnerable, frail and lonely people.
5 months of work on a major route in and out of Norwich have begun, with weekend closures ahead. The £1.6 million project for Earlham Road will see new cycle lanes on both sides of the road, a 20-mile-per-hour limit, new zebra crossings and junction improvements. The work is aimed at making the area safer for cyclists and pedestrians. Roadworks will continue until the end of November with two-way traffic lights in Earlham Road. The first work will be done at the junction with Christchurch Road, moving towards Higham Road, as changes are made to give pedestrians priority on road junctions. The work will also see 4 weekends when traffic will not be able to travel all the way along Earlham Road because of closures.
Motorists illegally queuing on a newly created Norwich bus lane could face enforcement measures, transport bosses have warned. The new lane, near the Castle Mall car park entrance, was introduced as part of the latest phase of the 2.75 million traffic shake-up around the Prince of Wales Road area. The work, led by Transport for Norwich, saw the changes to Rose Lane and Cattle Market Street, along with the creation of the bus lane leading to Market Avenue, a known area of congestion. But weeks after the work was completed, Transport for Norwich is now having to investigate how the lane is being used by drivers following complaints by the city's bus operators. They claim cars are continuing to queue in the bus lane to access the Castle Mall car park on Saturdays, resulting in delays to their services. A camera has been used to record footage of how vehicles are using the junction and will be considered whether enforcement measures could be appropriate in this location. A timescale for their introduction is not known at this stage. A spokesperson said they were in discussions with Castle Mall's management in regard to vehicle access to the car park.
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Ree Chakraborty and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.